This is Minnesota Arts on the Road, featuring a live concert by Little Bobby and the Storm at the Northland College Theater in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. The band's appearance was part of Pioneer 90.1's concert series. Let's go back to the stage now with Little Bobby and the Storm.
We do another one from our first CD. It's kind of a fun one. It's called Worry. Yes, I'm worried, baby, that you talk to me. Yes, I'm worried, baby, that you talk to me. Thank you.
together to the beat. Come on, you guys, let's have some fun.
You guys are excited.
We are so happy to be able to play the blues for you. And you got to make sure to thank Mark and 90.1 FM. And of course, Northland College in the state of Minnesota for keeping the blues alive one more time. I'm going to take a quick second to introduce my brothers behind me. First on the Telecaster, I've been with him for about 9 years now, Mr. L. Rob Bonnie. Come on, let's make some noise, y'all. Right next to him, holding down that rhythm section. On the bass guitar, we got Mr. Mike Gaxby. Come on, you guys, make some noise. Back on the drums, you know him from the cab. The wild man, Mr. Dan, to lean on the drums. Come on, y'all. Now I gotta introduce, oh, we got a new member in the band. Let's hear it for Riley up here. Right next to him is proud grandfather, 2010 Blues Hall of Fame inductee, Mr. Paul Testa. Come on. How's the band sounding out there? Are we sounding all right? That bad, huh? I said, how's the band sounding? Come on, make some noise out there. Come on. Keep them hands going. Come on, we're in church right now. I've been counting up. I've been counting my troubles by I'm choosing my vote. I've been counting my troubles by I'm choosing my vote. Yeah, my biggest trouble on, don't love me no more. I'm worried, baby, that you don't love me. Yes, I'm worried, baby, that you don't love me. Yeah, I'm worried, baby, that you and me. Yeah, I'm worried, baby, about you and me. Yeah, I'm worried, baby, about you and me. Hey, give it up for little Bobby!
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road, featuring Little Bobby and the Storm. The group's frontman, Bobby Houle, recently traveled to the cradle of the blues, the Mississippi Delta, performing at Morgan Freeman's Ground Zero Blues Club in the actor's hometown of Clarksdale, Mississippi.
And I thought that was the greatest musical experience, and I can't wait to go back there because I met a lot of really interesting people, and just the history of American music. I mean, it came from the cotton fields, and, you know, got to play at Morgan Freeman's club, and got to play at B.B. King's club. It's called Club Ebony. That's where when he first started playing. That's where he used to play, you know, Ray Charles and Albert King and Bobby Blue Bland, all those guys used to play at Club Ebony in Indianola, Mississippi. It's B.B. King's hometown. And they were going to close the club down, and B.B. King ended up buying it. And he's got his family, his nieces and that running the place. And they're all, you know, I showed them a CD that I wrote a song about B.B. King called The King of the Blues. And, oh, we want to put that in our jukebox. And, you know, his family are really gracious. And when you hear B.B. King talk, too, you know, he's just probably the most heartwarming voice you can hear. Person, it reminds me of sitting listening to my grandpa tell stories or something.
Well, ain't from Delta, ain't from Arkansas. Ain't from Delta, ain't from Arkansas. Really, and I ain't no big star. Oh,
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road. This week featuring a performance by Little Bobby and the Storm. Bobby Houle, the band's frontman, said that as a young adult, he was involved in what he calls mayhem. As a result of those wilder days, Houle spent time at Stillwater State Penitentiary, where he honed his chops as a musician.
I wanted to play music when I got out. I wanted to do something positive. I didn't care what it was. I just didn't want to go back and spend any more time behind bars, so I wanted to do something. And music's what I love. And
so did you play music when you were in the clink?
Oh, yeah. That's the first experience I ever had. You know, there's a guy in there. He was a Indian guy doing 99 years for murder, premeditated murder. And you know, people always give me the weirdest look when I say he was a really nice guy. He was, you know, I never had no trouble in there anyway, except for, like, there was this one time there was some gangbangers in there trying to hassle me, and he stepped in, you know, and said, "You ain't touching this Indian brother here." So I always respected him for that, and we used to sit around and play blues all the time, because he'd have a guitar in there, and we'd sit down, "This is Stevie Ray Vaughan, and this is whoever," and he was telling me, too, "When you get out, just play blues. And I've been meaning to send him a letter and, you know, just to tell him, you know, all this stuff you're telling me and teaching me about blues, how to play blues when I was in prison. I'm out here playing with these guys, you know."
So you had a pretty pretty rough and tumble few years there.
Yeah, I suppose. My wife takes all the credit for straightening me out. You know? I'm a totally different person from 10 years ago. You got to grow up sometime, you know. And one thing after causing all that mayhem and having all the backlashes of it, I came to realize the one thing, if I have learned anything in this life, is more good you do, the more good is going to come to your life. It's been a long process, and even, you know, finally it seems like now that people are finally forgetting about the old me and they only know me for being the blues guy. I'm a very happy person and very positive. I just love blues music. I think it's... there ain't nothing that you can pick up an instrument and that can move your soul like picking up a guitar or a bass or anything and playing blues. I mean, it cuts right to a person's soul and their inner and their heart.
This is Minnesota Arts on the Road, featuring a live concert by Little Bobby and the Storm at the Northland College Theater in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. The band's appearance was part of Pioneer 90.1's concert series. Let's go back to the stage now with Little Bobby and the Storm.
All right, we're going to do this next song. I wrote it for a friend of mine. He lost his young son, and me and I got some kids. Of course, it inspired me to write this tune. It's called Little Boy Fly.
Thank you. out of you. So big hills to say. You know that my old damn life been making the same mistakes. Yeah.
Listening to Minnesota Arts on the Road, featuring a live concert by Little Bobby and the Storm, recorded in March 2010 at the Northland College Theater in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. The band's appearance was part of Pioneer 90.1's concert series. In October of 2010, Little Bobby and the Storm will perform in Poland at the Rawa Blues Festival. You can find out more about Pioneer 90.1 and see a video of the performance at our website, radionorthland.org. And listen Saturday nights at 9 for Little Bobby's Juke Joint, an hour of blues hosted by Bobby Houle. Sound engineer for Minnesota Arts on the Road is John Borgen. Producer is Mark Johnson. Production of this series is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.